It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a participation prize every week.
Warning! Mary and Gene are off the hook today. So, folks, you have been warned. Jocularity, education, knowledge, 15 minutes, whatever. Just y'all time. just hang in here because it's gonna be fun. Doop doop doop.
Everybody.
See you then.
Well, hey, Gene, fancy meeting you here.
Hey, Mary, nice to see you.
Yeah, it's been like, I don't know, a while.
Since the last time.
Yeah, whenever that was. And, you know, you never know because sometimes Gene and I see each other every day or we talk to each other every day. Sometimes we might go 2 weeks without even saying hello, but that's kind of rare. We usually text at least once.
Yeah, well, you know, we sometimes we take a break live, sometimes we pre-record, so you just never know. As long as you're here every weekday at noon Eastern Time, we'll be here.
Yeah, and sometimes we just actually take a break, believe it or not. And I was talking to Donnie, who's our director of photography, earlier, and he said something about when you're not doing anything, Mary, and they said, oh, what am I thinking about? You're always doing something. Guess what I have for you today?
Okay, now I'm going to say maybe a word of the day.
I do. I have a word, and it is palette. P-A-L-E-T-T-E. So this is not the wooden palette that big shipments arrive on.
Okay.
This is a range of colors used by a particular artist or in a particular picture. Like you might, and even makeup artists will choose earth tones for a particular, you know, if they're doing makeup on a person's face, they say, my palette for this show was earth tones or something of that nature. It's also the range or variety of tonal or instrumental color in a musical piece. I never knew that music had a palette. He commands the sort of tonal palette that his music needs. Oh!
Interesting.
I just probably lost 50 of our listeners just then. No. I'll never listen to that show again. In computer graphics, a palette is the range of colors or shapes available to the user. In a small, flat case containing several shades of eyeshadow or other makeup. Our essentialized palette has 8 mix and match shades. All right, that's enough of that.
Interesting.
That's interesting, but
also, like a palette, basically could just be your selection, your arsenal of colors.
Yes, yeah, your color choices. I would imagine
the particular designated array of colors. You're using.
Like in my hair today, the palette is green and blue. I don't know. But I would imagine that interior designers would, and even architects, would have a palette of colors they choose when they're designing something specific.
Probably so. I remember my sister saying something about, she was into makeup and said that people have different complexions. Based on their complexion, they use certain colors for that particular.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
So the reason we're talking about palettes today, Gene, is because of a little province in China known as, let's see if I can remember how this is, Dongchuan, Dongchuan province in China. I found this accidentally. I found a photo somewhere, and I was enraptured by the palettes of the colors of their landscape. And so I asked Barb to do some research for us. And once again, I want to say thank you, Barb.
Thank you, Barb.
We appreciate your research. This particular area of China is one of seven provinces in the city of Kunming. And it's renowned for its marvelous and beautiful landscapes and spectacular scenery. And if you look at our slideshow, you'll see some photos of that scenery. It's called the Last Palette of God because the landscape colors are red, orange, cyan, blue, pink, and purple-like. Very similar to the colors of the rainbow. These are the colors of the dirt. Tourists come to see and photograph these spectacular landscapes, especially during sunrise. They say the best time to visit is in between September and December because they have red cashew trees, and the yellow leaves from those trees make a very contrast. But it is beautiful year-round. Now, Yunnan is a landlocked province in the southwest of the People's Republic of China. Province spans approximately 394,000 square kilometers, which is 152,000 square miles. As of 2018, which was a few days ago, a few years ago actually, it has a population of 48.3 million people. That's a lot of mouths to feed. Wow. The capital of the province is Kunming. It borders the Chinese provinces of Guizhou, Sichuan, and the autonomous regions of Guangxi and Tibet, as well as Southeast Asian countries, Vietnam, Laos, and Myanmar, just to give you a kind of general idea of its geographic location. If you know your map, you know where it is. If you don't know your map, just think that it's not terribly far from Australia. It's kind of in that general the southeast region of China. It's the fourth least developed province based on the disposable income per capita as of the census in 2014. So this may be old data that we're dealing with, but that was the best we've got right now. Yunnan is situated in a mountainous area with high elevations in the northwest and low elevations in the southwest. Most of the population lives in the eastern part of the province because in the west, the altitude can vary from the mountain peaks to river valleys as much as 9,800 feet. Or 3,000 meters. Yunnan is rich in natural resources and has a very wide diversity of plant life. Of the approximately 30,000 species of higher plants in China, Yunnan has possibly 17,000, maybe more. Their reserves of aluminum, lead, zinc, and tin are largest in China in this area. And there are major reserves of copper and nickel. And that's part of where the colors come from. In their dirt. And going back in history a little bit, the Han Dynasty first recorded diplomatic relations with this province at the end of the 2nd century BC, and the province became part of the Silk Road to Bihar in Bangladesh. The area was reigned by the Sino-Tibetan-speaking kingdom of Nanzhao during the era from 738 to 937. And then it was ruled by followed by the Bai-ruled Dali Kingdom. After the Mongol invasion of the region in the 13th century, it was conquered by the Ming Dynasty. So there's traces of Ming China in that area. And then from the Yuan District onward, the area was part of a central government-sponsored population movement toward the southwestern frontier, with two major waves of migrants arriving from the Han-majority areas in North and Southeast China. That's like all over. As with other parts of China's Southwest Japan occupation in the North during World War II, that forced another migration of the people into the region. And that's why it's one of the most ethnically diverse provinces of China. About 34% of ethnic minorities account for its total population. It's called the birthplace of tea. No wonder my heart was drawn to that. It's the first area where humans figured out that eating tea leaves or brewing a cup of tea could be pleasant. I remember reading a story about a Buddhist monk who was sitting down just meditating. He had a cup of water hot water, because it was wintertime, I guess. And he had just a cup of hot water sitting in front of him to drink when he got thirsty. And a single tea leaf fell into it, and it started turning the water a different color. And he didn't notice the leaf in the tea, because he was meditating. His eyes were closed. He took a sip of the tea and realized, oh, this tastes good.
Wow. Birth of tea.
Yeah. So that brings us to the end of this history lesson, geography lesson. I think the most important thing is to watch the slideshow and learn a little bit more about the Dong Chuan dynasty, or not dynasty, but province. And with that...
I know the colors are amazing.
Yeah, the colors are... They're just so vivid.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you got more to say about this...
No, I'm going to go look at the pictures.
All right. On that note, I'm going to say goodbye. This was kind of a short show, and sometimes I think people deserve a shorter show than normal.
Well, sure. You know, sometimes you got to get some stuff done before you got to get back to what you're doing.
That's right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Appreciate you listening. Join us each weekday at noon Eastern Time. Check us out online at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org for information about all our shows.
Bye.